Imagine transforming your body's automatic stress response into a powerful ally instead of a constant enemy. This isn't wishful thinking. It's the practical reality offered by evidence-based stress reduction techniques. When stress activates your fight-or-flight response, a cascade of physiological changes occur. Increased heart rate, faster breathing, muscle tension, and blood diversion to large muscles. While this response helped our ancestors survive predators, it's rarely helpful in modern society, where we can neither fight nor flee most stressors. The problem intensifies when these stressors accumulate without recovery time, increasing risk for numerous stress-related diseases, from cardiovascular problems to immune suppression. What's fascinating is how much control we actually have over this process. The key distinction lies not in eliminating stress, impossible, but in how we respond to life's inevitable pressures. Your perception of a situation, whether you see it as threatening and beyond your coping abilities, largely determines your stress level and its impact on your health. Your body registers stress before your conscious mind does. Tension in your shoulders, stomach knots, and jaw tightness serve as early warning signals most people ignore. Chronic tension often develops in specific muscle groups based on particular beliefs, like neck tension from suppressed anger or stomach problems from anxiety. To develop awareness, practice distinguishing between external awareness, surrounding sounds, and internal awareness, bodily sensations. Remember this key insight? All muscular tension is self-produced. What you consciously create, you can consciously release. Breathing is our most fundamental necessity, yet commonly overlooked. When stressed, people typically breathe shallowly from the chest rather than the diaphragm, leading to fatigue, depression, and anxiety. Diaphragmatic breathing balances oxygen levels, normalizes heart rate, and reduces muscle tension, forming the foundation for all relaxation techniques. To practice, lie down with one hand on your abdomen and one on your chest. Your breathing is diaphragmatic if your abdomen expands more during inhalation. It's shallow if your chest moves more. Focus on expanding your abdomen while inhaling and contracting while exhaling, keeping chest movement minimal. Enhance this by thinking, breathe in while inhaling, pausing briefly, then relax while exhaling. This simple practice quickly reduces tension in stressful situations. Have you ever noticed how impossible it is to feel anxious and physically relaxed simultaneously? Progressive relaxation exploits this incompatibility by systematically tensing and releasing muscle groups. This technique helps identify chronically tense muscles by creating contrast between tension and relaxation. To practice, find a comfortable position in loose clothing. After a few deep breaths, systematically tense each muscle group firmly for 5 to 7 seconds, then release for 20 to 30 seconds while noting the sensation difference. With practice, you'll develop the ability to scan your body for tension and release it at will. Meditation isn't about perfect focus. It's about continuously refocusing when your mind wanders. Through this practice, you learn to choose which thoughts to engage with, recognize thought patterns, and develop equanimity. Research shows meditation produces measurable physiological changes, slowed heartbeat and breathing, reduced oxygen consumption, and enhanced alpha brainwaves. Begin by sitting comfortably with a straight back. Focus on your breath's gentle rise and fall. When your mind wanders, gently return to your breath as an anchor. For distracting thoughts, try naming them, worry, to reduce identification with them. Remember, you don't need to feel relaxed during meditation to become relaxed afterward. Your imagination is a powerful stress reduction tool. While forcing relaxation is difficult, visualizing it or picturing yourself in a peaceful setting comes naturally. Everyone already visualizes through daydreams, memories, and inner talk, mental impressions that can be consciously directed for relaxation. Creating a mental sanctuary serves as an effective refuge. This special place should have a private entrance, feel safe, and contain rich sensory details. Whether it's a shady pond with birdsong and honeysuckle scent, or a warm kitchen with cinnamon buns baking, engage all your senses. By mentally exploring this sanctuary, you create a retreat accessible whenever stress overwhelms you. You can also connect with an inner guide, an imaginary being linking you to your subconscious wisdom. After entering your special place, invite this guide to join you. With practice, this guide becomes a reliable source of comfort and insight, offering simple yet profound answers about relaxation and tension. Have you ever noticed how your internal self-talk shapes your emotional responses? When this self-talk is irrational, we experience unnecessary stress. Between events and emotions lies our self-talk, which creates feelings of anxiety, anger, or depression. Consider a mechanic who replaces a fuel pump, but the car's performance doesn't improve. His negative thoughts, "He's just a grouch," "I'm not much of a mechanic," lead to anger, depression, and poor interactions. The mechanic's emotions stem not from the customer's behavior, but from his interpretation of events. To dispute irrational ideas, follow 5 steps. 1. Write objective facts about the upsetting event. 2. Record your self-talk, noting irrational beliefs. 3. Label your emotional response. 4. Dispute the irrational self-talk by questioning its rational support. And 5. Substitute rational self-talk. Remember, situations don't create emotions, your thoughts do. All humans are fallible, conflicts require 2 participants, and we largely feel the way we think. By challenging irrational thoughts, you can transform emotional responses and reduce unnecessary stress. Managing stress effectively requires a comprehensive lifestyle approach beyond occasional relaxation exercises. Nutrition helps your body respond better to inevitable stresses. Exercise serves as one of the most effective stress management techniques by releasing built-up stress chemicals and restoring equilibrium. Its benefits include endorphin release, decreased muscle tension, increased alpha wave brain activity, and providing an outlet for daily pressures. Effective time management starts with identifying your core priorities, typically involving career, health, family, spirituality, finances, leisure, learning, and relationships. Setting specific goals based on these values provides direction and focus. Assertiveness training reduces interpersonal stress by teaching you to stand up for your legitimate rights while respecting others, improving overall communication effectiveness. Regular meditation develops present moment awareness that extends into daily activities. Practice mindfulness while eating, noticing flavors, textures, walking, coordinating breath with steps, or observing objects without judgment, helping you respond rather than react to stressors. A 2-week stress awareness diary can reveal patterns in how specific stressors affect you physically and emotionally, allowing you to apply targeted techniques when you notice early warning signs. The most powerful approach combines these elements into daily practice. Start your day with 5 minutes of diaphragmatic breathing and a brief body scan. Throughout the day, notice stress signals early and apply quick relaxation techniques. Eat nutritiously and mindfully, take walking breaks, and communicate needs clearly. End your day with progressive relaxation or visualization. This isn't about perfection. It's about building a sustainable relationship with stress that transforms it from enemy to ally, helping you navigate challenges with greater resilience, clarity, and peace.